I would definitely say Scott McIntosh. The past year especially, he's helped me conquer mountains. He's helped me become a leader. He's helped me start my career. He's helped me when I'm freaking out about the future and crying in the parking lot of Kroger. He's been like my shoulder to lean on. But faculty, I would hands down have to say Dr. Elizabeth Clayton. From day one, when I met her first semester, she was someone that I looked up to. That's exactly what I wanted to be like. I wanted to be an inspiring role model for the community and bring a light into whatever room she walks into.
Yeah, similar answer. His faculty, Scott McIntosh, is amazing. That dude is awesome, especially helping out with SAF so much. And Lake and I being both the president and vice president, he's always there to help. Can't say enough great things about him. Again, Dr. Elizabeth Clayton, she's amazing too. Like Lake had said, she's someone you definitely look up to. I remember I kind of had this, crisis going on like mid quarantine. I was like, what am I going to do with my life? What direction should I go in? I think I ended up emailing her in the middle of the night, like, hey, I really need to talk. And she was willing to talk. I think it was like a weekend too. And she's an amazing person. But honestly, all the faculty and all the professors are amazing. That's a big reason why I've fallen in love with this place, is the relationships that you're able to create. I can start naming. I mean, Dr. Alexander's amazing. She's just like my mother. I'm always looking out for us. She's perfect in every
She's such
way.
a
Love her to
sweetie.
death. Dr. Abilzo is awesome. I just could go on and name them all. It's a great, just a great environment to help grow relationships
It's really
and
great
just.
because of the like level of respect they give you. They treat you like an equal rather than someone studying under them. Like Dr. Bilso yesterday was talking about how excited he is. He's like, I decided that I'm gonna see you guys walk at graduation. I'm so happy. I got my vaccines and everything. It means a lot that they care about where we're going and like how we end up.
Yeah, and Dr. Zulik's awesome. Dr. Christensen.
And they definitely try to make us feel as comfortable and as confident as possible. There's several points in every single class that we've had where the professor will sit down and be like, okay, how do you feel about this? Do you feel good about this? I don't know how many times I've told Dr. Bilsett that I feel like I have imposter syndrome. And he's like, be confident. You guys know exactly what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. You're very savvy with the information that you've been given. So it's very relieving when you're reminded of that.
I feel like quarantine took away some of those person-to-person interactions. I remember Dr. Alfred Christensen, we had him right when quarantine happened. So we saw him for like 2 weeks, and then we had him for the next semester, like in the heat of quarantine. He was always checking. So I really wish I could have had more of those person-to-person interactions, but the fact that I was still able to make them through a computer screen, I know they would all reach their neck out for me in any way possible.